Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Angelo Cervi, Fred Film Radio from the Torino Film Lab in Torino. I'm here with Cameron Bailey. Good morning, good afternoon.
All right. Hello.
One of the members of the jury of Torino Film Lab. Well, the first is kind of an obvious question. How were you involved in this jury duty?
I'm one of five jurors looking at the feature film projects here at the Torino Film Lab. This is my first time here.
How do you approach, I mean, you work for the, you're artistic director of TIFF, of Toronto International Film Festival. Now you just, you took on also the direction of TIFF Cinematheque, the learning programs and theater programming. So you watch a lot of movies with a specific point of view, three specific point of views, different at least. So which is the additional point of view you have to use here in order to judge the project you're watching, you're looking?
I think the key thing here at the Film Lab is to understand the perspective of the filmmakers. When we're watching films as programmers, we're looking at how the films work artistically, and we're looking at how the films work for audiences. But filmmakers go through a lot to get their films made. It's sometimes an excruciating process and a long process to get ideas and emotions out of their heads and hearts up onto the screen. And at the lab, you can feel both that energy and the passion of it, but the vulnerability of it as well. And so we've spent time sitting with filmmakers as they explain what they want to express on screen. And it's a very delicate moment before the film is actually made, and you try to be on their side.
And are you going to, I mean, are you giving advices, I believe, or you just listen to them and then you make your own choices and your decisions?
Well, we are here to give out awards as well, which is substantial funding to help them get their films made. But I think the reason I imagine that they've chosen this particular group of people to be jurors is that we have a variety of experience in the film world, and we can sometimes give the filmmaking teams advice as well. There are often filmmakers who aren't, they don't have decades and decades of experience. They're often emerging filmmakers making their first or second feature. And our job is to try to help them understand, I guess, the larger world of film and sometimes how best to communicate the ideas that they have to audiences.
I wanted to ask Cameron Bailey, the festival programmer, a question. You are artistic director of one of the biggest festivals in the world, which is a nice job, I believe, on one side, and a kind of tiring one, too, as well. Mm-hmm. How do you look, when you look at movies for TIFF, what are you looking for? If there is one thing you're specifically looking for?
Well, the first thing I would say is that I had a large team of programmers, so I am among many colleagues who are very experienced and knowledgeable, about over 20 programmers working for us, and as well as people who screen films in advance of the programmers watching them. So it's a big team. I've got a lot of colleagues, and we discuss films a lot. But my job as artistic director is to make sure that the festival maintains a high artistic standard, that the shape of the program overall is rich and diverse and is going to be something our audience wants to see, and that it is meaningful for critics and industry and everybody else who's attending. And then there's my own personal taste as well on top of that. Right? So there's a lot that I bring into the screening room when I'm watching films. I start always with impact. I start with artistic impact, emotional impact, impact on your heart, your spirit, your mind. And that can come from many different approaches. Sometimes it's simply technique. Some filmmakers are masters of technique who really understand how to use the elements of cinema, movement, sound, composition, lighting, color, all of those different things to really strike you hard. And I like that. I like intensity in film. I do like emotion when it is shaped, when it has a kind of a discipline to it. And I like films that teach me something about who we are as human beings. I think that's the function of all great art, or at least the success of all great art, is when it teaches you something about humanity, about yourself, and about the people that we are surrounded by. And, I've seen thousands and thousands of films, as I'm sure you have as well. Yeah. Sometimes it's hard to see, to find something new in cinema, but I am in this job still after, I don't know, over 20 years in it, because I am surprised. And I do every year see films that really... really amaze me.
Listen, just one last question. And you were talking about that there is this big team of programmers that work with you, but you as artistic director, you use your taste to do selection. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, has it ever happened that your taste had to take a step back in order to, because a movie was more important for the festival than it was for your personal taste?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're a big festival. We've been going for 43 years coming up. And if I just invited the films that I personally liked and reflected only my own taste, we wouldn't last very long. It would be a smaller festival. So yes, I am always looking at many different reasons to invite films. I love it when films also reflect my taste and suit that. And maybe those are sometimes the films I'm most passionate about. But no, we're here for a large audience of over 400,000 attendees every year, and it can't just be what I like. It has to be a festival. We are a festival for the audience, for the people, and so I'm trying to find many different forms of appeal that films have for our audience.
Okay, thank you very much. Thanks a lot. Thank you very much to Cameron Bailey. I'm Angela Cherby for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.